Ladies, we welcome you to our face-to-face Bible study. I wish we could all be together, but right now, this is the best we can do. And I want to continue on our study of discipline, The Glad Surrender, based on the book by Elizabeth Elliot. Appreciate so much her heart for the Lord and some of the depth of her thinking here that I trust can be a blessing to all of us. Now, we're looking at this matter of the fact that God calls every one of us. And we saw in the first study, we're created by Him, we're cared for by Him, that's a wonderful thing, and then we're called. Every one of us are important in the plan of God. And then we looked last time at the answer to God's call. We need to be listening. And we need to realize that the Spirit of God is willing to lead us step by step, and our life has an important progression for the service of the Lord, and we need to be listening to that. And so the next chapter here gets right into how do we know that we're called? How do we know what we're supposed to do? Now, she begins the chapter by using the illustration of gravity. And that's a very helpful illustration, how that we are constantly pulled down by gravity in a good way and held onto here, and that this gravity helps us to function, and without it we could not do things. Can you imagine being out in space and trying to pour a glass of water or turn a screwdriver or try to cook? Those things are very difficult. If you've ever seen any kind of film about those in space, it's really quite a different experience. And when it comes to God's calling, God is constantly pulling us to Him. He has, just like gravity means seriousness or earnestness in the English language, God's call is like gravity, seriously keeping us right where we need to be. You see, life independent of God is life that is just free. It's a free-for-all. We are off on our own. We're floating. We are tossed and turned by our emotions, the spiritual weightlessness, our experiences, our circumstances all take over. And instead of seriousness, oftentimes we are making foolish decisions. Instead of having a gravity about our life, we're actually sometimes flippant about the use of our time. And we're seeing, especially in our day in which we live, as she says, sentimentality takes the place of theology. We're not on the solid rock. So I like the illustration of gravity, how that the pull of God's calling through His Word and through the Spirit of God is the way that we stay anchored. Now, it all starts with the Bible. The Spirit of God, as I've often said, cannot lead us if we are not biblically versed, if we are not thoroughly saturated with God's wisdom and God's thinking. There can't be this pull to God without the revelation of God being in our souls, so the Spirit of God can tie us to truth. And that's why, ladies, it's very, very dangerous to go day after day without solid Bible study, without listening to Bible teaching like you are right now, without meditating on truth, without memorizing Scripture. If we don't have that constantly going through our mind, then these other thoughts Satan can give to us, and he can distract us, and he can cause us to go the wrong direction. And really, we can miss out on the just that sense of a serious reality in our life and go off on a tangent. Now, we're living right now in a very unique situation in which we're not meeting together. and God's people are pulled apart from one another. So we're not having literally face-to-face encounters. And so we're going to have to be very careful not to look to technology to fill our time and let the world's thinking and Satan's distractions come into our life. I'm very concerned about this. I really want to encourage you moms, don't let your kids be entertained by secular media. If you do, you're going to really hurt your children. Plus, even good, healthy technology, as far as good videos and other types of things, some of that will be very good, but they don't want, you don't want your children to be just an audience all the time. They need to be actively involved in something. Have them read, have them have interaction, of course, be teaching them and instructing them, have them be involved in interactive study and interactive constructive play. There's a lot of things that are very important right now. And I think this is one of the big concerns of all of the leaders across the country, is how families could easily go down with the influence of secular media right now because they need something to do. We need family time. We need good times of enjoying one another, game time, lots of things that will build relationships rather than isolate one another on their own piece of technology. And then, of course, letting Satan come in and speak to us through secular thinking. And it'd be very easy for us to have that happen to us. And so I trust you'll take that very seriously. So you cannot have this call of God upon the life if there is not the Word of God. And like the Apostle Paul makes it very clear that we can very easily become our own free agent. And in 2 Corinthians 10:12, "For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing among themselves are not wise." We got to be careful not to be measuring according to any other standard but the Word of God. Now, we need to realize that every one of us has a high and holy calling. I mentioned in our last time together that we are to walk worthy of the calling wherewith we are called, the vocation where we are called. That's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. And God wants us to know that each of us have a calling that is based upon the tremendous reality of the church. That's the first three chapters there in Ephesians, on the greatness of His work in this day. And we're to walk, take those steps of faith, go forward in our life based upon this calling that God has given to us. So every person listening to me, every lady, is called of God. You have the tremendous privilege of serving the Lord, and you cannot let yourself fall into the temptation of diminishing who you are and trying to make light of who you are. Satan loves to get us to think, who are we? What does it matter anyway? I've been a failure. I can't do it. Or what kind of gifting do I have? What kind of talents do I have? I don't have the background that other people have. I don't have the experience that other people have. My friends, each one listening today is equally important to God. And if you're saved, you have the Spirit of God indwelling you, and you can be used of God. Think about it. You've been called by the Lord Jesus. You've been called to be identified with Him. We've talked much about that. You're called to liberty. You're called to live up to the peace that God has given you. There are so many aspects of what God has given to you in the teaching of the New Testament about who you are that we ought to be stirred about the fact that we are called ones. Remember, the church is the called out assembly. The word ecclesia, from which we get the word church, we translate the word church in the English, means called out. Called out from the world, called to God, called to be separate from the world and separated unto Him. That's what holy means. Holy means to be sanctified to the purpose for which God has made us, and not to allow the flesh or the world to have dominance in our lives. The Lord Jesus clearly talked about the call. He said in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." The Lord Jesus is calling you. He's calling me to a great work. If we will surrender, which is the theme of all of this, the glad surrender, if we will dedicate our lives to Him, His yoke is easy and His burden is light, and God will meet the need of our hearts. So I want to encourage each one of us to not be afraid of the calling of God. We ought to know that each one will be called of God moment by moment, day by day. There's a constant pull of God in your life to Himself. Now, the question should never be asked, how do I know I'm called? Instead, we ought to ask, how do I know what that calling is? We need to take steps of faith to move toward God. Our question ought to be, Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want for my life today? We need to stretch out our hand so that we can be healed. We need to take baby steps of faith and daily walk of obedience toward the Lord so that He can continue to coordinate our path and to put us right where He wants us to be. As I've already mentioned, the most common fear of a true disciple is their own unworthiness. But remember, our worth is not based upon our human effort. You didn't get saved by human effort. You're not going to do anything that pleases God by human effort. Your worth is all based upon Christ. And so we need to realize that He is constantly working on perfecting our faith, to bring us into the full stature of the measure of Christ so that we can be all that we ought to be. Now, a lot of times for young people, they're almost afraid of the call of God. You can hear a young person say, "I'll just die if the Lord calls me to be a missionary." Well, as she mentions, that's not bad. That's a good way to start. You won't be much use on the mission field or wherever unless you actually die to self and to realize that God's calling is what life is all about, not your own purposes and your own desires. Now, God does put desires in our heart to serve Him, and He will begin to so hedge in our way so that we begin to get a passion if we're right with God about what He wants us to do. But our natural inclinations and our feelings will often run contrary to what God's called us to do. That's why so many Christians just don't have God's power. That's why, ladies, life becomes mundane, because you think you need this, you need to be involved in this activity, this is what you want for your life, you need to have this. And maybe this time of being somewhat isolated and not able to do what we want to do will help us to realize that Jesus is enough, and that the thing that we want more than anything else is to be in the middle of His will and to let Him draw us to Himself and to His plan. And so we need to realize that God will give us the desires of our heart, but often He will put those desires in our heart and help us. And so we're constantly taking steps of faith to go contrary to our own desires that are natural, human, and selfish, and to take the step of faith to do that which is unselfish in the will of God, that which will be productive, that which He can empower. And so let me mention, this is so important at this point. You are not unimportant to God. He has a will for you today, tomorrow, in the midst of all of this. He's on the throne. He hasn't forgotten you. You're not insignificant. But you got to listen to His voice. You've got to do what is best you know at the next moment to follow His will. Not being fearful or trying to have a perfectionist mentality. I'm not talking about that. But just listen to what is right. Make the right choices. And God will lead you. There's no such thing as God calling some people and not calling others. He is wanting to be as much involved in your life as in the life of anyone else. And as you begin to walk in the will of God, you will more and more develop convictions about the things that God has called you to do. You'll see your spiritual gifting, that miraculous work of the Spirit working through you to build the body of Christ. You will begin to have a perspective on the work of God that will be unique to you, that you will know that's God, and there will begin to have a fire build in your soul for what you can do for the cause of Christ. It's a wonderful thing. And it's good to talk to pastoral leadership about how God is burdening you, because then they can help guide and direct and give you opportunity to be used of God, especially in furthering the Great Commission and in building up one another. It's a wonderful thing. And so God wants us to have that confidence in Him that He will lead and guide. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And we often quote from James 1, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. God will direct us. These are unique days. What do we do today? What do we do tomorrow? How do we handle our business? How do we take care of our family? How do we use our time? This may be a very, very good time to realize I need to surrender to God and His calling. I don't need to feel like I'm floating. I don't need to live in a surreal mentality, which a lot of us feel. I can be grounded. I've got the gravity, the pull to God. I've got the Word of God that can clearly show me so much, and I can have God apply it to me. And if my heart is open to Him, He will lead me, and I need to take steps of faith every time He tells me to do something. Already, my wife and I have been contacting people we haven't contacted for some time because we have the opportunity to do so, and have been thrilled with the responses that we have. What about people you've prayed about? Why not text them? Why not call them? Why not write them a letter? What about things you've been wanting to do with your family and just never had the time? Why don't you make a list of those things to accomplish them right now through this time? What about elongated times of prayer, maybe even prayer and fasting, to seek God during these days and to see Him work in a mighty way? What about sending out gospel material to people that need to hear the gospel, or inviting them to listen to our church's live stream or listen to a podcast like this? All of these are great opportunities. Listen to what the Lord would have you to do. Your life can be filled up and rich with these opportunities. Check with your neighbors. Can you help them by shopping or doing something for them? There may be some that have limitations. God has a perfect will. He has a calling for each one of us. So let me just ask you, right now, do you feel like you're floating? Do you feel like you're sort of out in outer space? We all felt it a little bit. Get grounded. Let the gravity of the call of God pull you right into His will and to the very heart of Jesus Himself. And ladies, God can use us. This can be a rich day today, here on this Tuesday. Tomorrow can be a great day. Doesn't matter what's going on around us. Even though we're stuck at home, God can work. Can be a great day. It's in God's perfect will. He's able to maximize this time. And oh, may we make the glad surrender to discipline ourselves to walk worthy of the calling wherewith we are called.